Hi, welcome to podcast number two. I'm your host, Christina Montano, and I'm so glad you tuned in for my second podcast. Thank you. So today, I'm going to be talking about gratitude, and I'm going to talk about it as an attitude, right? Gratitude, attitude. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, just take a second, put your hand in the center of your chest if it feels right for you, and take a deep breath in, breathing in through your nose, and then a nice long exhale out through your mouth, and feel into that space in the center of your chest. We call that the heart chakra. And feel into the deep emerald green light that radiates out from your center, from your heart chakra. Feeling into that space. And now I'll invite you to think of one thing, and it can be absolutely anything, that you're grateful for. And there are so many things. So find that one thing. And now feel where you feel it in your body. Feel that gratitude of what you chose to be grateful for. Feel it in your body. And breathe again in through your nose into that place in your body where you feel it. And when you exhale, exhale right out through the heart center. So wherever you were feeling before you started listening to this, I'll bet you feel a little bit better. Gratitude is magic because if you're feeling down, if you're feeling low, if you're feeling negative or wonky or just not appreciative, and you think of something you're grateful for, well, what happens is you can't hold the bad feeling and the grateful feeling at the same time, and the grateful feeling will win out. So, what are you grateful for? I am so grateful to be here and be able to speak my voice and potentially have anyone in the whole world hear it. That is so magical, and I'm so grateful for that right here in this moment right now. So, thank you. Thank you all for listening. And then after you feel that gratitude, remember to say thank you to the universe, to all that is, to yourself. Just breathing those words, thank you, are so potent. So my little prompt for you is to wake up in the morning and think of one thing you're grateful for. And if you want to go a little further, you can write it down even. But when you think of it from your mind, breathe it down into your heart chakra, breathe it down into your body, feel that gratitude, that place where you really feel grateful in your body, in your cells. And see how your day goes. And you can call on gratitude anytime. She's like a wonderful great grandmother that's always hovering around close. And all we need to do is call on her and she'll be right here at our service, which is so amazing. Now, gratitude is attitude, right? So when you change your attitude to gratitude, then life is magical. Remember that old Carly Simon song, Attitude Dancing? There's a new kind of dancing that's going to be the new rage. Well, this is what it is. It's gratitude. She didn't know it back then. You know, take another pose from the one you're in. That's one of the lines of her song. It's like, take a little pose, breathe in that gratitude, and it'll change your movement as you walk through the day, as you walk through life. So if you don't know that song, or if you know it, put it on and dance to it because it's so fun. And if I can figure out how to put it in the notes, I will, but it's Carly Simon Attitude Dancing. So thank you, Carly. So I am happy to be here again. Like I said, I just wanted to bring in a little bit of the gratitude today and remind you to journal gratitude thoughts and have them and just click in. Just try it. Even if you don't feel like it, you're like, I don't want to do that gratitude thing. I'm mad, you know. Well, just try it. Like, that's how we change. We change by one tiny little seed at a time, one tiny little step at a time. So just try it and see how it feels. And then try it again. And then try it again. Like, why not? When I was in college, I had a group of friends, and every night we'd make a big dinner together. And it was so much fun. And we'd sit in a circle. We'd go around the circle, and everyone would say what their favorite moment of the day was, which is basically, what are you grateful for? What moved you? What excited you or turned you on or made you feel in love with life? And we'd all go around. We'd have such a great time sharing our favorite moments and what we were grateful for. And after the circle was done, there's always one or two people that would say, hey, I have a second famous moment that I want to talk about. And so it would go on and on some nights. And I feel like gratitude is a magical substance. It's like grandmother gratitude shakes this big shaker of fine golden glitter up in the heavens, up in the skies. And when we feel that gratitude, she shakes it and it moves all through the atmosphere, through our bodies. And we're just like covered in this golden glitter and light. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Sending love and light.